Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. What sort of kingdom is this? And what sort of king is Jesus? Christ the King has been a great theme for artists through the centuries. Jesus has been portrayed in paintings, icons and sculptures as if he were a medieval king, as if he were a Byzantine emperor, and as if he were a Renaissance man. And this, of course, is quite natural. Scripture and tradition speak of Christ as king. They draw on a rich tradition of imagery from the Hebrew scriptures, connected with the Davidic kingship. And so Christians in different times and places quite naturally look to the world around them to form a mental image of what Christ the King might look like, what Christ the King might be like, what Christ the King might do. But this brings certain difficulties. Difficulties Jesus himself seems to have struggled with during his earthly life. Some of Jesus' contemporaries seem to have seen him as a potential leader in the style of Judas Maccabeus, who led the Jewish revolt against Greek rulers in the second century before Christ. They seem to have projected onto Jesus their own preconceived notions of power and kingship. We can only imagine that many were deeply disappointed that Jesus should have said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world," and to his own followers, "Put your sword back in its place." In my more questioning moments, I sometimes wonder whether this sort of projection of disappointed messianic hopes has found its way into parts of the New Testament. That perhaps some of the writing about the second coming of Jesus is almost a displacement of hopes of a military Messiah. In my more questioning moments, I sometimes wonder whether, after the shock of the cross, some of Jesus' followers reimagined him as the leader of a sort of cosmic insurgency that would make the revolt of Judas Maccabeus look like a scuffle outside a kebab shop. Now, those are thoughts that might perhaps be in danger of leading us a little beyond the realm of Christian orthodoxy, which is a realm that I very definitely want to stay within. But yet, I think it is worth asking ourselves this sort of question, because it can help us to clarify our own thinking about Jesus. It can help us to clarify our own thinking about Christ as King, and it can help us see where we are at risk of projecting our own ideas and our own society's ideas about power and dominion and authority onto Jesus in ways that are misleading and perhaps even dangerous. When we talk about Christ the King, we are reaching into the language of politics. And in the scriptures, we find language about Jesus that draws from the language of politics, dominion, authority, sovereignty, justice. What images of power are available to us in the contemporary world of politics as we think about Christ the King? Well, it's quite an interesting time to be thinking about the content of our ideas about rule, power, and authority. We might, for example, think of a macho man in late middle age riding bare-chested on horseback across the Russian steppe. Or, alternatively, we might think of a wealthy businessman with strange facial expressions and stranger hairstyle, strutting on the stage to the manic applause of his followers. Now, I think I am on fairly safe ground if I say that these are images of power and authority that don't have a great deal to offer us when we think about the rule of Christ the King.